All right, let's go to Exodus. I mean,
I bet you're going to say Ecclesiastes 7.
Yeah.
No. 8.
Are we out of 7?
Yeah.
No, we're not out of it. 7, we've got one or two verses.
You mean, Ronnie, what's wrong?
Now, this one is, we just touched on it last time we met, whenever that was. And the last verse, verse 29. Lo, this only have I found, or this, paying special attention to what he has found, that God hath made man upright. Remember, the word is Israel. He made man to be Israel. But they sought out many inventions as opposed to living in dependence on him. We're going to take a look now back again at Genesis 3 to see the progression of all these inventions, and so maybe that you can begin to see that the inventions and cunning devices of your mind are the antithesis of what God wants from us. What?
I'm listening.
You're more than listening. What was your... Do you have a response?
No, I'm trying to absorb what you're saying to get in sync with this.
Okay. Can Helen, can you push up just a lick of hair so that I can see Mr. Gary? Thank you. It's axiomatic that if God made man to be Israel, Yisrael, then, but instead of that, they sought out many devices, that there's a mystery here. The first time we know about that mystery is in Genesis 3. Now, what is it? What was the intent of Israel? Before the fall, there was no self-awareness, so that, again, it was back to what Jesus said, except you be converted and become as this little child, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of God. The little child before self-awareness, the little child in total dependence on the Father. So, God made man to be Israel. So the only thing we know when they left being Israel was the fall. That's the first thing, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if we believe what Christ said, then we have to return to that place. We have to become as that little child before self-awareness in order that we can live in this moment of dependence, in order that we can fulfill the Word of God, in order that we can be whatever he wants us to be. Remember, you must lose the capacity to think that the situation you're in should be different than it is. This is the mystery. You lose self-awareness, therefore you lose the ability to think that whatever is going on should be in a different sphere than it is. You just possess whatever is going on. And if you can do that, then your BSing and your complaining and your judging will go away. Now that's the predicate. Again, this only have I found, that God made man upright. He made man to be Israel, but they have sought out many inventions as opposed to living in that moment of dependence on God. Constantly thinking something is wrong. Constantly believing that somebody's not treating you right.
I just saw something here. A little, when you talk about this little child, I've heard that analogy all 30 years and always agreed with it. But I just saw how I've never possessed it or owned it, as you would say, where you transfer from listening about it and agreeing about it to becoming it, to where you let your opinions go so that that can even happen, or that little child position is even possibly real.
Well, there is no little child position until you've seen that all other positions are crazy. There's not one of you that would be here today if any of these, you sought out many inventions or cunning devices, if any of the inventions that you had sought out to fix yourself or to fix the situation, if any of them had worked, you wouldn't be here. That's why I keep telling you, no one chooses to be here. If you choose to be here, you're a fool. And for those listening, if you choose to listen to this, you're a bigger fool. And if you choose to email me, you're a triple fool. But listen, that's the reason that the Holy Spirit has been working on your entire life, to show you one thing. That all of your thoughts and all of your opinions and all of your ideas are crap.
I wanted to say about, being in certain situations and stuff.
But like, what?
Being in, what were we talking about, situations and about being in...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Situation.
You want the situation you're in to be different than it is.
Right.
So you sought out cunning devices.
Right.
Many inventions.
Yeah. So, what I was thinking was like... I don't know. I guess I can use myself for an example. Some of my problems, issues, or whatever. When I've been in, bad situations and stuff like that. And they didn't go away or get better or something or whatever. But I don't know. The situation did change, though. It's like I didn't stay in that situation.
But if any of them would have worked, you wouldn't have been here.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I mean, this is the last place in the universe you'd want to be.
I don't know what I was quite trying to say.
Well, anyway, don't worry about it. All right. Except a man or a woman be converted and become as that little child... The child without self-awareness, they cannot enter the kingdom of God. That's first principle. That's Christianity 101. Now the only thing about that little child that you are to become as is that you have lost the capacity to be aware of yourself. That you no longer are the subject of any of your sentences, because you've seen through the infinite number of times that whenever you became the subject of your sentence, it became failure. It became nothing. It became everything that you didn't like.
See, that can't be the objective. Can't be the goal, just to be the little child.
No, you just have, the only way to get to the being as the little child is you find out that everything else is, there's no there. Otherwise, you're going to just, your religion will be an act of will worship, which is, it's just goofy. It's like putting a muzzle on a mad dog. You're still a mad dog, but so now you got a muzzle on it. And you've got all these if-onlys in your mind and what-ifs. And okay, let's start looking at these many inventions. Okay, go to Genesis 3. This is the first many invention. Does everybody understand the predicate? That the way that you've looked at life and the way that you have acted and reacted to others throughout your entire life has not worked. It has only brought you misery. The insistence on your own right, the self-realization is all gone. It's garbage. Now, the only way you know that is because you've tried it. You've done all these things, and they all blew up. Either, like in my case, you became totally bored with life, or in others, where you ended up totally out, out in left field somewhere. You always ended up alone. This is now the fall has happened, and now the Lord said, in verse 22, and the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life, and eat and live forever. That's an unfinished sentence. From God's perspective, from the Scripture's perspective, the idea that you would eat both of the tree, of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and therefore you judge for yourself what is good and what is bad, what is right and what is wrong, and eating of the tree of life, it's so evil from God's perspective, he didn't even finish the sentence. Now let's look at the next opportunity.
On the eating of the tree of life, does that just mean and live forever and be expand your self-seeking?
Well, if you ate of the tree of life, then you would be as the kingdom of Lucifer. You'd be locked in space without regard to time, but you could never reach eternity. And that great gulf between you and God is only as far as east is from the west. It's only this far away, but the great gulf is inseparable. He'd already done that with Lucifer's kingdom. There's all these weirdos. Now he wants to finish his plan in eternity, in the place with no time. He wants now this to be fulfilled in always only laying down your life. No more love or self for self. All right, Genesis 11. Did I say that? Now, this is in verse 1. And the whole earth was of one language and of one tongue, or one speech. In other words, they all spoke the same language, and they were of the same mind. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and there they dwelt there.
What verse are you?
Now I'm in verse 2. Now I'm just about to enter verse 3. And they said one to another, go to. Let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and shot and slime they had for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. So, the idea, that continued the many devices. Let us make for us a name. And that has been your primary motivating force in this same context since you became aware of yourself. Let us make for us a name. A name. That's all we want. A name.
So find an identity.
Identity. Find out who we are. Back to the first question that you asked when you became aware of yourself as a little kid. What am I doing here and who am I? And what's my purpose? Those questions never are answered. They still are the motivating thing for let's make for us a name. So you conceive many devices, many inventions to try to make that name compact. And you put all these different things together. And you live in the Buckner chapter of the Bible in Isaiah 57. You go up to all these high mountains of your mind and take a little bit of this and a little bit of that and you put them together and you say, this time it'll work. And you go and do it, and it doesn't work. You go back up to the mountain. This time, it'll work. No, nothing works. Nothing ever keeps you from that position of intolerable aloneness and loneliness.
So, where we started, God says,
we have a name. The name is Israel, and we go about to establish our own name.
Right. It's a name that is above every name. That doesn't mean you're going to go. It's a name. You already have the best name there is. All right. Now watch in verse 7. Where did I stop? On verse 5. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower where the children of Israel, the children of men, builded. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound the language, that they may not understand one another's speech. And isn't that what happened? There was no matter, I don't care how close you get to somebody, you cannot ever communicate with somebody. And you spend your life thinking you're weird because you can't. And then you try, and you find a friend, and you get, no matter how you try, you can't ever let, and you can't communicate, it can't be done. Why? Because He has created it that way. So that you come to the end of this trying to find a name. You understand? You understand what it means to be forever alone? The loneliness that is intolerable? If you're a sociopath, it doesn't make any difference. You don't care. And most of you have been able to cope by adding little, you redecorate the internal here so you don't have to look at the aloneness. You even join a church. You even come to Trinity so you don't have to look at your aloneness. Your intolerable, mind-numbing loneliness. Does that communicate with anybody?
Yeah. Verse 7 makes it sound like the whole tower and name thing is working for them.
No, it's not the tower that's working. It's the one language. So they were able to communicate with each other. But they were only able to communicate towards a mutual self-seeking. And God could not permit that the same way He couldn't permit it in the garden.
Man's highest ideals, too.
Yeah, whatever it is, whatever you want to. It is so hot in here.
You know, it's wonderful.
What happened to our little shield that protected me up there?
Yeah.
What? It's menopause?
Menopause.
All right. That's why you must accept the cross. You must accept that you have invented yourself, just like all these people. And He's not going to permit it. And if things haven't gone your way, you're fortunate. From God's perspective, that's why this only is to nobody that's a winner, that thinks they're a success, can ever hear this. And nobody that's a loser that thinks they should be a success can hear it. You only can hear it when you've gone to the end of yourself and you're tired and weak and you're fed up. That's why this, Now, everything else in the Bible, if you really look at it, is about this combating this rebellion. Is trying for you, trying to make yourself a name.
Yeah, I was thinking the hopeful thing is that God actually intervenes when something may seem to be going right. If we're, it's like He will knock down our tower. He will let, ability to.
This is universal. Yeah. It always happens. It's always true. That's why, It sounds crazy now, but when I was young, I because of the embassy privileges, I met the kings and queens and leaders of the world. And I can't tell you how important that was in this process, because I found out that they didn't know any more than I did. And I had always, as a child, you assume that somebody that's way up there, they've got to have it together. And you see movie stars, well, they must have it together. Or you see somebody that you admire, or a writer, or then you see, aha, Hemingway, he's got it together, and then he shoots himself. And you see all, as you meet these people, or you get close to it, and you see they're worse off than you are. And so nobody has it together. And this conspiracy that of silence that people have, so that you don't ever really communicate what's going on with you, is broken, and the spell is broken, because you now know that all of these inventions and cunning devices that you have used to try to give yourself a name are all a lie. And not only are they a lie, you are a lie. You have invented yourself. Now, the good news is, if you see this and if you can hear this, the good news is that God, yes, God did intervene. He didn't just send his son to die 2,000 years ago and be resurrected. He's resurrected in you. And all you have to do is get out of the way and be. Every time you become the subject of your sentence, every time something is going on with you, then you know you've been deceived again. Because you already have the name. You've already been perfected by one offering. You already own all things in Him. This has nothing to do with some religious crap that's teaching you more rules. This is an eternal truth. Now, I promise you, if you look with this eye about man, God created man to be Israel, but they sought out, instead of that, they sought out many inventions to make a name for themselves, then the whole Bible, everything else about here, is a description of the many inventions, and it's their failures. This isn't negotiable. It isn't something to ponder. If you agree that you're a screwed up failure, then you can hear. If you don't agree, then you got to go screw up some more. Anybody have any response?
Reminds me of building sandcastles at the beach as a kid. When the wave comes and washes away, and you build it on.
Man is as the grass, and the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth away. And you're lucky if that happens really quickly. I've lost the capacity to speak an adverb. This is seminal. This is basic to what we are about. If this isn't what you are about, then you shouldn't be here. If you still got mountains to climb and rivers to cross, and if you still got things to do, and you still got these ideas that's going to make for you a name, then you should go make for yourself a name. Because as long as you're here, I'm just going to make fun of you. Well, you shouldn't do that. You should encourage me. Oh, poor you. I've spent 30 years encouraging Gary. I've just encouraged and nurtured all his idiotic ideas and plans.
You're a mess because you're in the right place.
No, if you're honest, you're in the right place. If you're not, you're still lying to yourself. And what's really goofy is when you're going to make for yourself a name in the name of God. That's really goofy. That's even goofier than... I'll make the magazine work, then I'll have a name.
actually want the name.
I'm gonna have Christian concerts, then I'll have a name. I want to be nice, then I'll have a name.
Keep going. Good job.
Yep, this side of it pretty much.
That's like shooting fish in a barrel. Way too easy. What?
Or ducks in a car.
Shooting ducks in a car.
Create a new cliche. Make a name.
Take it large person.